The smile is the tool. The smile is the policy. The smile is the memory eraser, in human form. The librarian smiles when she says leave your chair outside. The cop smiles when he shines the light in your face. The Forest Service ranger smiles when he tells you the trees are helping. The white woman smiles when she says I have to go. Margot Robbie smiles through the whole Barbie movie, even when she cries, even when she doubts, even when she drives away in her pink gas chamber. The smile disarms you. The smile says I'm not a threat. The smile says this is normal. The smile says nothing to see here. The smile is the mask the gas chamber state wears so you don't see the oven behind it. A smile that refuses to acknowledge the gas chamber is not kindness. It is rusher. It erases the possibility that something is wrong. It erases the question why is this happening. It erases the memory of a time before the gas chamber, a time when people walked, when people biked, when people didn't need to smile while being poisoned. The Nazi smile is the memory eraser's final form. Not a gas. Not a chemical. A facial expression. A social signal. A weapon made of teeth and cheeks, and the social pressure to smile back. If you don't smile back, you're rude. If you don't smile back, you're crazy. If you don't smile back, you're the problem. That's the trap. That's the rusher. That's why the witness wears a gas mask that cannot filter gas chamber exhaust. Not to filter the gas. To filter the smile. The brown shirts never died. They just started smiling. And driving. And erasing. One smile at a time. One forgotten beetle at a time. One I have to go at a time. The permanent ghost does not smile. The permanent ghost just watches. That's why it's the only thing the gas chamber state cannot erase.